I have questions about a question about feeling. Mm-hmm. I've been trying to be more aware of feelings and pleasant, unpleasant, and neutral. Mm-hmm. And neutral, I think that you said oftentimes, is where there's a lot of delusion, you can be. There's a lot of neutrality. And when you're getting lost or, you know, in that way. But sometimes when there's awareness, it feels neutral. And is it more that is a moment of just slight pleasure, and or can you have awareness and neutrality? I mean, it feels more like equanimity, which I suppose is more pleasant on the pleasant side.
I mean, it's definitely more on the pleasant. I mean, there's nuances that you have to tune into, and yeah, mindfulness is kind of even, but it's not totally neutral in the sense of no affect. But in terms of the potential or the inclination of the mind, and this is something the Buddha said, is that, say, like pleasant feeling tends to stimulate or be a precursor to desire when it's not mindfully held. Unpleasant there's an inclination to aversion or ill will. Neutral feeling, when there's not mindfulness and discernment, then it tends to lead to delusion in different ways. So it's like a,
Also, I'm going to mention that painful feelings are painful when they arise and pleasurable when they change. Yes. Pleasant feelings are pleasant when they arise and unpleasant when they change.
Yeah.
Neutral feelings are unpleasant when they're not known and pleasant when they're known.
Yeah. That's straight out of the suttas.